as I just referenced, former President Trump, of course, that leads us to impeachment 2.0. With that, law professor Jonathan Turley has become the academic darling of Trump Island for his opinion that it's unconstitutional to impeach and convict a private citizen, which is how the second impeachment of Trump is being framed. However, I have found a legal mind that disagrees with Professor Jonathan Turley. His name? Professor Jonathan Turley. I'll explain. Here's what Professor Turley wrote in October 1999 in the Duke Law Journal. The most important aspect of the William Belknap, that was President Grant's Secretary of War case, was not his narrow escape, but the trial itself. Members of both parties ultimately concluded that a trial of Belknap was needed as a corrective political measure. If impeachment was simply a matter of removal, the argument for jurisdiction in the Belknap case would be easily resolved against hearing the matter. The Senate majority, however, was correct in its view that impeachments historically had extended to former officials, such as Warren Hastings. Impeachment, as demonstrated by Edmund Burke, serves a public value in addressing conduct at odds with core values in a society. At a time of lost confidence in the integrity of the government, the conduct of a former official can demand a political response. This response in the form of an impeachment may be more important than a legal response in the form of prosecution. Regardless of the outcome, the Belknap trial addressed the underlying conduct and affirmed core principles at a time of diminishing faith in government. Absent such a trial, Belknap's rush to resign would have succeeded in barring any corrective political action to counter the damage to the system caused by his conduct. Even if the only penalty is disqualification from future office, the open presentation of the evidence and witnesses represents the very element that was missing in colonial impeachments. Such a trial has a political value that runs vertically as a response to the public and horizontally as a deterrent to the executive branch. Now, what's Professor Turley saying today? Here's what he recently wrote in an op-ed piece for FoxNews.com. On its face, the planned impeachment trial is at odds with the language of the Constitution, which expressly states that removal of a president is the primary purpose of such a trial. At the time, Trump will be neither a president nor in office. He will be a citizen and would be best served legally to forego the trial entirely as extra constitutional and invalid. Turley went on to suggest that Trump, who now of course is a citizen, would simply decline to show up for the Senate showdown at all. By declining to appear, Turley writes, the Senate will be faced with the glaring problem of holding a trial of a citizen to decide under Article 1, Section 4, whether he shall be removed from office after he already left office. Could be an interesting debate. Jonathan Turley versus Jonathan Turley on the merits of impeachment after a public official leaves office. Would we have to use one podium or would we need two and maybe a hoverboard? You can go back and forth between the two podiums. But looking at the Constitution overall situation, the impeachment power includes the power to disqualify someone for public office. It's not just removal, as Professor Turley and others now simply want to focus on. So if office holders could simply resign to evade the punishment in all aspects, why did the framers include the removal from office and the prohibiting of ever holding office again? Interesting, too, the impeachment of Trump versus Clinton. The lie about sex with an intern, according to Senate Republicans, you're out, full punishment. If you cause an insurrection that results in deaths, injuries, numerous threats to safety, well, let him come back. Let him have another 4 years. The opponents of a Trump conviction point to the sole time in his January 6th speech when he urged the crowd to, quote, peacefully march down to the Capitol. What about the numerous times he used the word fight? Painted the picture that a failure to fight since Mike Pence wasn't going to would result in the, quote, loss of your country. Now there have been some who believe that if Trump is convicted by the Senate, he can challenge that in court, which would no doubt quickly wind up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. But the U.S. Supreme Court in the past has refused to hear any challenge on this issue, saying that the powers rest, and as they do, totally with the legislative branch. The judicial branch has zero say when it comes to impeachment. After his 1989 impeachment and conviction, there was a judge, William Nixon, no relation, challenged the Senate's use of an impeachment trial committee. He argued that the Constitution gives the Senate sole power to try impeachment, means the full Senate. Supreme Court, affirming lower courts, held that this is a political question that may not be resolved by the courts. Also, too, if conviction becomes a moot point, as some Republicans are claiming, then why is the vote to ban that convicted person from public office ever again? Why is that a separate vote? If what those against this trial say is true, then why couldn't any president just simply do something totally evil during the last few days in office to get out and avoid any consequences? I mean, do you really believe that the framers of the Constitution designed something of this level purposely leaving a trapdoor escape? No, I don't think so either. It's kind of interesting to watch the plays and all this too. We even have Nikki Haley, former UN ambassador, former governor, potential 2024 presidential candidate if Trump lets her. She said this past Monday that former President Donald Trump deserves a break. Well, here's part of what she said. I mean, they're hitting him, Trump, before he enters the office. They're hitting him after he leaves office. At some point, I give the guy a break. But the Senate GOP, out of their fear of Trump, we saw Kevin McCarthy from the House side go down to get an audience with Pope Trump. Who's McCarthy's tailor, by the way? Because I couldn't even see the knee pads. But with the Senate, they have just one goal, jury nullification, much like the first O.J. Simpson trial jury. They're going in with a not guilty verdict in their mind from minute one.